Susan, thanks so much for making time for SDPB this afternoon. It's much appreciated. Let's start with the warnings in your forecast area and when those expire. And just talk with me a little bit about how things are winding down.
The snow over the northern Black Hills and the foothills from Spearfish to Rapid City will be decreasing this evening. So our warning goes until 6 p.m. this evening for a couple more inches of snow in the foothills and another 3 to 5 inches of snow over the northern Black Hills. And the winds are going to still be a little bit gusty on the plains, and so there's going to be some reduced visibility. Now, the blizzard warning is going to be ending this evening as well in northwestern South Dakota. So that would include places like Faith and Dupree and down to Pine Ridge in that area. And so, again, a little bit more snow this afternoon, early evening, and still some very strong winds, and then the snow will be ending tonight. However, there's still going to be some gusty winds overnight and into tomorrow morning, so there could still be some blowing snow, which would reduce visibility and cause some more drifting. And then the blizzard warning is going to remain in effect until early Friday morning for areas farther east, so east of Wall, that area, with 3 to 6 more inches of snow and 60-mile-hour wind gusts. And again, that's going to be causing some serious drifting of the snow and whiteout conditions.
I want to talk about how things are going in Rapid City proper and in the Southern Hills.
Well, we're still having some snow, and so that'll be decreasing this evening. Again, our winter storm warning going until 6 p.m. Mountain Time here. And our wind gusts are generally between 40 and 50 miles an hour yet, and they'll be dying down again this evening as well. And as far as the Southern Hills, they've escaped the worst conditions, and right now they are not in any warning or advisory, and so there's going to be some light snow until late afternoon. Winds are lighter there, so gusts about 25 miles an hour, and so they'll be improving a lot sooner.
What are some of the accumulations you all have picked up through reports? And what could be the highest totals when everything is said and done?
Well, obviously, people are still getting some snowfall, so we don't have the final totals yet. And this has been kind of hard to measure in some locations because, obviously, with the drifting, people are going to have some spots on the ground that are almost bare and then, of course, large drifts. But it looks like we've got some 15 to 18 inches across most of the plains of western South Dakota. So from the foothills, Spearfish to Rapid City, and then east, quite a bit of snow over a foot, and then a little bit lesser amounts south and west of Rapid City.
All right, and talk with me a little bit about the travel impacts. I know Interstate 90 is still closed from Rapid City to Sioux Falls. Talk with me a little bit about the combination of those winds and the snowfall. I'm sure that's making it for the difficult travel that we're seeing in a lot of photographs from DOT cameras to people posting on Facebook throughout the state about it.
And the highways are closed with no travel advised in many of the other secondary roads for two things, obviously with whiteout conditions, it's very dangerous for people to be on the roads that they can't see where they're going, and that applies to the plows as well, and just difficult to keep up with the constant drifting. So as that snow's falling and it's blowing around, the drifting is pretty much negating their efforts on plowing, so that's why they're closed.
Talk with me now about what happens after this storm gets out of the way. What are the conditions looking like, and is there a concern for any refreezing of what's already fallen?
Well, it's going to be staying frozen for a little while. Our lows tonight are going to be in the 20s, And tomorrow, most of the highs in the 30s, so there is going to be very little melting. Some areas, especially with deep snow cover, probably will only get to about freezing tomorrow. And temperatures dropping again the next two nights below freezing, and then a very slow warm-up for the weekend. So highs in the 40s on Saturday, and mostly 40s, some lower 50s on Sunday. So we'll start to see some melting. And, of course, being spring, you know, the sun's got a lot more energy this time of year. That'll help as well. So even though the temperatures aren't going to be that warm, we're going to see some good melting pretty quickly.
We're going to see that sunshine when out there?
Well, we'll start to see it mostly on this weekend, so Saturday and Sunday. May see some peaks on Friday, but still going to be some cloud cover on Friday.
Susan Sanders, meteorologist with the National Weather Service out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Thanks as always, Susan, and have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too.